On the University of Nairobi campus, talent is on sale. Signs like these advertise for researchers or online writers, code words for a service writing essays for paying students at universities around the world. Agri Iso has been in the academic writing business since 2010. As a freelancer, he can work wherever he wants. He gets his assignments through websites that post requests from students around the world.
This one is writing. Then the course level here is college, level 1, 2, freshman, or a sophomore student. And then the topic category is business. The title is international business. And then there's a number of pages, because you're paid by the number of pages you write.
He says he has written assignments for undergrads, master's students, even the occasional PhD.
And the topics are broad. Social sciences, the sciences, especially biology, law, business, marketing, psychology, sociology.
The work calls for a degree of creativity. Iso once had to write a first-person experience for a student trying to get into a nursing program in California.
Actually, you have to put yourself into his or her shoes and be creative. Yeah. In fact, the client was from India. I remember she was from India. She was a lady from India. So she had to give reasons why she had to leave all the schools in India to come to that particular institution.
Writers can choose their assignments on websites like these. This one is registered in Kenya, actually. And you can see here, I can choose an undergraduate level essay in chemistry, 8 pages long, due in 30 days. This will go for a little over $90. And now, while the Kenyan writers are doing nothing illegal here, clients who use this service are breaking pretty much the most essential rules of academic integrity, and students who are caught using this would probably face severe consequences at most universities. Pauline Chepkwani is a former academic writer and University of Nairobi graduate with a degree in sociology and a master's in international affairs. She struggled with the ethics of doing this type of work.
If you look at it from a moral or ethical perspective, it's kind of, yeah, it's not right.
But she says the pay was good, and in the end, it helped her to be better at her own studies. Writers here say the business is booming, a sign that clients abroad are increasingly outsourcing their work to talented students who are truly finding African solutions to Western problems. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.